Hello, denizens of planet Earth. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd, podcasting to you from the Starship Think on These Things. Think on These Things is a starship of the imagination. Think on These Things is sponsored by the StarsGazette.com website. StarsGazette.com is committed to enhancing the understanding of the different types of insurances and their advantages and disadvantages. In the previous podcast, we discussed flexible insurance policies that included variable life and universal life insurance, where they have a separate account besides the death benefit. These separate accounts can earn interest and accumulate cash for other uses. Most people take out life insurance for the purpose of being able to be buried without being an encumbrance or a financial burden for their loved ones. However, there are other purposes for life insurance. On this podcast, we will briefly discuss other features that you can do with a good life insurance. Now, to summarize previous podcasts on insurance, we want to remember that life insurance is the foundation of any financial plan. It protects an individual's goals and can take care of loved ones if the breadwinner dies unexpectedly. But the value of life insurance goes beyond risk protection. It can also be an asset and offer other financial benefits at every stage during the life of the insured. You remember that term and permanent life policies have the primary function of providing a death benefit. Permanent insurance offers additional financial benefits throughout their lifetimes, and participating policies may pay dividends to the policy owner. Life insurance also has other features like living benefits, how the cash value or dividends may be used during the insured's lifetime, and the settlement options, which choices are available to the beneficiary upon the death of the insured. All life insurance policy has a death benefit, and the settlement office options are used to determine how the proceeds will be distributed to the beneficiaries. Permanent life contracts accumulate cash values, and policies issued by participating policies may pay dividends to the policy owner. The policy owner can choose how to use these living benefits. Non-forfeiture options give permanent life insurance policy owners alternatives for using cash value if the policy owner wants to change the existing policy. The life insurance policy owner may designate a specific settlement option to be paid upon his or her death. If the policy owner does not indicate a specific option, the death benefits are distributed as a lump sum. Settlement options include interest, income-only options, fixed options, fixed amount options, life income options, life with period certain, life with refund certain, and joint and survivor life. We will from here discuss briefly some of the settlement options that are available to be paid upon the insured's death. Under the interest-only settlement option, the insurer retains the death benefits and pays a stated amount of interest on the money. That interest pays the beneficiary at regular intervals. This could be a good choice for those who do not need life insurance proceeds until a later date, perhaps to be used for a child's future education expenses. Fixed period options will pay both an amount of principal and interest to the beneficiary over a certain stated period of time. Should the policy's primary beneficiary die before all the proceeds are paid out, the remainder of the money will be paid to the contingent beneficiary that was named on the policy. There are three factors that are used to calculate each payment: amount of death benefits, a guaranteed interest rate, and the length of the chosen. On a fixed period option, the death benefits plus guaranteed interest over time, over a set time, is paid interest. Greater than the guaranteed rate, final payment will be larger. With the fixed amount settlement options, the proceeds will be paid out in a fixed amount over time until both the principal and interest has been completely paid to the beneficiary. The recipient of the payments has the ability to either increase or decrease the payment amount, and if they choose, they could also even change to a different settlement option altogether. Now, there are three factors used to determine the minimum length of the payment: a guaranteed interest rate and the chosen payment amount. If the interest exceeding the guaranteed rate is earned, the money will last longer than expected. It will increase the length of the payment, not the size of the payment amount. If the beneficiary dies before the money runs out, payment may continue to another person, or the remaining funds will be paid to the beneficiary's estate. There are other options that might you be interested in if you really wanted to get some detail from Benefit Life Insurance, but I will name a few of them here. On our next podcast, we will discuss more of these annuity-type policies. And thank you very much, denizens of Earth, for your indulgence. And until we rendezvous again, I bid you farewell and let the forces be with you. And remember to visit starsgazette.com. And if you have any questions, email us. And whatever you have something to contribute, please do so. Thank you very much.